we bring in our K107.1 Packer expert off the K-lines from CheeseheadTV.com. It's Brian Caravu. Brian, how are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me once again.
Always a pleasure. The undefeated season for the Packers continues at this point. They're 5-0. A very close game last week against the Atlanta Falcons, but some resiliency from that team. Now you have a game on the schedule that appears to be about as shoo-in as a victory as you can have, but the Rams are going to have something to say about that. They're going to come bring a fight to Lambeau Field this Sunday. The Packers taking on the Rams at noon. Coverage starts here on K107.1 at 10. Brian, is there any way that the Packers do not come out with a victory on Sunday?
I tell you, it's hard to see the Packers not coming away with a victory, but the Rams are a nice young team, I think. They'll be good in years to come. You know, quarterback Sam Bradford there, first-round draft choice a year ago. He seems to be developing very nicely. They got a pair of young offensive tackles who appear to be, you know, their bookend tackles for the next decade, and some nice young players on defense at linebacker. So, you know, even though I don't think they're ready for prime time yet, this will be a good team in years to come, and there's talent there.
There is. I think you look at that 0-4 record and you think, oh, well, they're bad. You look at their schedule, though. They played Philadelphia, who's not having the best year, but still a very solid team. Actually, they have to go through the whole NFC East. They've already played the Giants, the Redskins, and then the Baltimore Ravens, who have one of the better defenses in the league. So the Rams have a very tough schedule. Now they have to bring that 0-4 record into Green Bay. It could be considered a trap game, I guess, but I don't think this team has the makeup. We talked about it when the Broncos came into town. I'm not sure this Packer team knows what a trap game is. I think they just go out and come out firing, and I would expect them to do the same this Sunday.
Yeah, you'd think so. The Packers are 5-0 right now. They have a, you know, I suppose as easy a game as you can get in the NFL, although they probably wouldn't admit that, against the Rams. And then next week they have the, you know, division rival Vikings, who've only won one game all season. And after that's the bye. So, I mean, the Packers are looking at possibly going 7-0 into the bye, which is, you know, pretty impressive. It's impressive as you can find in this day and age in the NFL and the parity that exists.
You never know how the season's going to shape up, but at this point, not only do the Packers need to win to try to, you know, keep themselves towards that playoff berth and a possible first-round bye, they need to keep winning to ensure that they win their division with how hot the Lions have been playing. They have the 49ers this weekend. Do we expect the Lions' magic to run out anytime soon, or is this team going to chase us down wire to wire?
You know, it's interesting. I saw some odds from Las Vegas, and the odds that both the Packers and the Lions go undefeated the entire season, 16-0, it was some, like, the odds that the Packers finish 16-0 is like 15-1, a 15-1 chance this year, while the Lions' odds are like over 1,000-1. So, you know, Las Vegas doesn't think they're going to go undefeated, you know, obviously one of them's not going to for sure because they have to face each other and twice nonetheless. But we'll see as the season goes along.
Yeah, and a lot of ways you can sign up for tickets to the January 1st game. You can check that out at our website, K107.com. But Packers, Lions, that's going to be exciting. We got a few more weeks until that happens, though, and we may be going through these weeks and even longer without Chad Clifton. What's the status on the Packers offensive lineman?
Yeah, Chad Clifton is out for this week and out for several weeks as he suffered a hamstring injury last week against the Falcons. And, you know, right now, Marshall Newhouse is going to fill in for him. It looks like Brian Bulaga is going to come back from his own injury this week. Not official yet, but he's been practicing this week. And, you know, they have their last practice today. So kind of a litmus test for Brian Bulaga to see whether he'll be healthy enough to play this Sunday.
Talking with Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com, as the Packers look to take on St. Louis in a very very hotly contested day against St. Louis teams. You got the Brewers and the Cardinals after that, of course. Brian, do you have a prediction for the Packers-Rams game?
Yeah, I think the Packers roll by a lot. I think the Packers will score in the range of, you know, 40-some points with home field advantage playing against a weaker team. So my prediction, 42-10 Packers.
My only worry at this point is I know Aaron Rodgers, a pretty big Brewers fan. He was there Monday night at Miller Park. I'm worried he might be too nervous about the Brewers game that he doesn't focus on the Packers game. Or I think, though, he's going to want to put up a couple of touchdowns early so he can go into the locker room and watch his buddy Braun. They got a nice little relationship there.
That I'm sure they're cheering for each other, Braun and Rodgers, and they want to see each other win against the St. Louis teams.
Well, we want to see that, too, and we'll find out Sunday. Coverage right here again at noon. The kickoff at noon, and then the coverage starts at 10 o'clock. Brian Caraville, you can check out his work, cheeseheadtv.com. Brian, we're going to talk to you again on Monday, hopefully with victories for both of our Wisconsin squads. Brian, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.